Can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at WCNO.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through our bookstore helps to support our ministry. Visit the bookstore at WCNO.com today.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, 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 I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. You know, yesterday we were talking about rejoicing to the end of your faith. You know, faith has a beginning, a middle, and an ending. We want to see the manifestation, which is the end of our faith. And we started looking at 1 Peter 1:9, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. And then we were about to look at it in the Message translation. So let's pick up where we left off and see how God can instruct us so that we can receive the manifestation of what we're believing Him for.
From the Message translation, it says it this way. You never saw Him, yet you love Him. You still don't see Him, yet you trust Him with laughter and singing. Amen. And how many of you know God actually wrote the Bible? Yeah. Oh, no, Pastor, there were 44 men that wrote the 66 books. Now, on Monday night, I'm teaching apologetics. Did you make the announcement? Did you make the announcement, apologetics? Bad boy. He said, I'm looking so good, so I let him off. Tomorrow night... Tomorrow night, I am doing the Bible school in our Bible college in Synergy School of Tomorrow, in our school up in on US 1, and it starts at 6:30, and I'm teaching on apologetics, and that's something that we all need to learn, and we all need to understand. It's actually the defending of your faith and how to and what to, because there's a lot of stuff out there in the world right now that is bringing a lot of confusion even to Christians. The Bible says in the end times, if it were possible, even the elect will be deceived. Yes, all right. And so, and we know that there's a major onslaught against Christianity. I don't know if you're aware of that. There is a major attack on Christianity today. I mean, I can pray to Muhammad and Buddha and anyone else in school, but if I say in Jesus' name, I'm in trouble. I'm just speaking what's factual right now in the world, right? So it's bringing confusion to a lot of students, especially young ones. And they grow up. And if they haven't been trained correctly, the Bible says in Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, when he's old he will not depart from it. Or is it 26:2? One of those. And he says, train him up in the way he should go, when he's old he will not depart from it. So he'll come back to it. But there are so many people that weren't trained up in the gospel. Now they're going to college and universities and that, and they're hearing so much stuff that is contrary and diametrically opposed to the Word of God. And now they're not even convinced that their faith is real. They might have said the sinner's prayer, got born again, but now they're questioning it. Because when they come out of there, they got over 300 reasons to question it because of what they're teaching in these places. Now there are some Christian teachers. Thank God. Amen. Amen? But anyway, moving forward. And many people, he says, yeah, with laughter and singing, so joy. Many people can't receive the miracle because they're never happy enough to believe for it.
That's right.
Listen, if you want to impress God, look like someone who believes God. Act like someone who believes God. God wants to be believed. He wants you to believe Him. He wants you to believe that He is God. Listen, Hebrews 11:6. We all understand this. We all need faith, right? We all need faith. We got faith to get saved. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified together with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and died for me, gave himself for me, right? Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. And those that come to God must believe that he is God and who he says he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He's a rewarder. God rewards you. I don't know why people think it's so strange. Well, you're just doing that to get a reward. No, I'm doing it because I love God, but he said there's a blessing attached to it. Hey, if God wants to bless me, I'm not going to stop him.
That's right.
I'm certainly not going to say, no, you can't pour any more on me, God. I've got too much. No, bring it on. Because I'm going to say what you say. And so many people, you try to give them $50. Yeah, God told me, no, I can't take that. Give it to me. If you don't want to be blessed by God, I'll take your blessing. I'm not joking. David said, my cup runneth over. My cup runneth over. Some people said, well, you got more than enough. God didn't say that. God never said that. He made the richest men in the world. He made Abraham a billionaire before anyone knew anything about the stock exchange. He made King Solomon to become the next richest man on the planet. He's not opposed to you having things. He just doesn't want things having you. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Your faith has a beginning, it has a middle, and it has an ending. In the middle of the faith fight, listen to me, you have to tell the devil how it's going to turn out. Because while you're waiting, you're going to hear even family members saying, oh, that's never going to work. Even your closest people, oh, that's why I surround myself with people who say, yes, we got it. If I say we're going to the moon next week, you should say, brother, I don't know how, but I'm going with you. Come on. You've got to have that can-do attitude. Yes. If you've got a can't, C-A-N-T, take the T off and make it a can. All the blessings come in a can. God said all of his promises are yes and amen. All right. So you're going to have to tell the devil, listen, think about David when he slew Goliath. He went for Goliath. And Goliath said, yo, what's going to happen, dude? I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to do this to you, and I'm going to do that. That's what he said to David. David, going with a little slingshot to an over 9-foot giant who was a war warrior from his youth, full of all the weaponry you can get, going down there with this little slingshot, said, oh, he stops by the river, and he takes 5 little stones, he puts one in there. He says, no. Let me tell you how this is going to work. I want to tell you how this is going down. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to feed your carcasses to the fowls of the air. I'm going to cut your head off with your own sword because I don't have one. And I'm going to do this because you're not defiling me. You're coming against the armies of the living God. You see, you got to know who you belong to. You got to know that God is your father. And let me tell you, as a father of Canaan and destiny, I will do anything to protect them. I will do anything to bless them. Anything. You think God, our Father, who loves us so much, wouldn't do anything to help you? And he said, this is how it's going to go down, big boy. And that's exactly what happens. So now when you say, well, I'm starting this business, or I'm going to make an invention, or I'm going to get this patented, and oh, come on, I know so-and-so tried it, and they failed miserably, and it cost them all their money, they lost their... Don't speak to me. Move on. Don't surround yourself with people like that. Because, they mean well. Oh, sometimes they mean well. Sometimes it's out of jealousy they don't want you to. But sometimes they mean well. You understand? But they're not on the same level as you in your faith walk. And do you understand? Listen, I had friends that I used to love hanging around with in South Africa. And then I got saved and they didn't. And then I started to learn about faith and they didn't. And then I started to grow and they didn't. And all of a sudden I found I had nothing in common with them anymore. And I didn't want to be with them anymore. Because when they were with me, all I wanted to do was talk about God. And they all they wanted to do was talk about girls and money and motorcycles. And cars. Amen? Really? So you will outgrow people that you can't hang around with. And hopefully you can get them to eventually come up to you. Can you say amen? So now you've prayed for something, you believe in God for something, and now they come. I mean, out of the woodwork, it seems. They just come out of everywhere. And they tell you why it can't be done. And this is where we shipwreck our faith. We listen to the naysayers. We listen to our own emotions, our own feelings, our own experiences, rather than the Word of God. And you say, no, I'm going to stand on the Word of God. Go with me to verse 6. Verse 6 of 1 Peter 1. Verse 6, it says this. Watch what it says. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. Those are the trials that come. When you don't see the healing manifest immediately. When the money is not there immediately. When the principal said your child's got this problem. Come on. That's the attack of the devil. Trying to take you off your focus and what you believe in God for. And he'll use any means available at his disposal to get your focus off of the truth and onto the lie. Amen. Verse 7. He says, now watch here. You have been grieved by various trials. 7, that the genuineness of your faith, the genuineness of your faith being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Even though you're going through tribulations and trials and all kinds of people and things and attack and the naysayers and that stuff coming against you, you got to say, no way. I'm staying faithful to this call. I'm praising God. I'm thanking God. I've got the joy. I've got the joy. Everyone say, I've got joy. Verse 8, whom having not seen, you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible or unspeakable and full of glory. Listen, I've got joy unspeakable because I'm saved. I'm a child of God. I know it because I believe the word of God. I've done what he's told me. I'm trying my best. Listen, we all make mistakes. We all sin. Every one of us, me included, you included. Amen. But God forgives. God picks up and God moves you on. He doesn't have a little black book there with all the wrongs you've done. Gonna get you, gonna get you. That's the God I used to serve. That's the devil. God is a forgiving, loving God. You repent. You make a mistake, you say, Father God, forgive me. I'm so sorry. Holy Spirit, help me not to do this again. And you might have to do it every day for the rest of the year. But you keep getting closer to doing it less.
Come on. Amen.
And God will help you. Can you say amen? Amen? And so he says, you rejoice with joy inexpressible, or it's unspeakable and full of glory. So in other words, I demonstrate this supernatural joy. I demonstrate my faith by having joy. I'm waiting for healing. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I walk in divine health. Perfect peace, divine health. And you know what else? I'm prosperous. In fact, he made me healthy, wealthy, and wise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And I got joy. Christians should be people with smiles on their faces. Some people walk in here and I swear they were baptized in lemon juice. And we're children of God. He went through what he went through to save my life. And I walk in. And you ask someone, how you do? Whoa. We should be rejoicing. What God did for me, I need to thank him. I need to thank him and rejoice for all he's done in my life. My Lord. We rejoice more for a game of ball that my team wins than for the fact that God, when he crossed the line, he went over that line, he dotted down for salvation. No one else said dot down, you might get a couple of points. Points ain't getting you into heaven. Jesus is getting you into heaven. And we rejoice because our team wins. We can rejoice for our team winning, but when it comes to the things of God, what is that all about? Show some joy. If you've been baptized in lemon juice, we're giving you sugar right now. Sugar right now. Let's make lemonade. Let's make lemonade. Come on.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith.
To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square.